listening to the area's number one commercial radio station. This is 107 The B for Blackburn, Darwin, Hindburn and also the Rubble Valley. It's time now to chat to our celebrity and special guest for the Darwin Christmas light switch on tomorrow for 2010. They came famous in the X Factor 3 years ago, finishing third, and it's a brother and sister combination who were very successful on the X Factor. It's time to chat to Sean and first Sarah Smith from Same Difference. How are you, Sarah?
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you? You okay?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you right now, Sarah?
I'm actually in the ballroom in Birmingham because we had a gig in Birmingham last night. So I'm here at the minute and we're doing a little bit of shopping so before we head to Ireland tonight. So it's going to be a crazy couple of days.
Birmingham to Ireland to Darwin. I know which is the better place. Are you looking forward to coming to Darwin tomorrow, Sarah?
Oh, I can't wait to get to Darwin. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be really good. Like, we always love the light switch ons because it just brings that kind of Christmas atmosphere and that Christmas spirit. So it's going to be a great time and we're going to bring out all the party tunes to get everyone in the mood for Christmas.
Can I just say as well, I'm not just saying this because I'm chatting to you, and I'm saying this as an honest X Factor fan. When I started watching the X Factor in more kind of detail in 2007, I thought you should have won it, by the way. Can I just say
that? Oh, thank you. I think
you're better than Leon Jackson and Ridian Roberts. Ridian looks scary and Leon Jackson's, I know he's one of your friends, but he's not as, he's not as, I don't know, not as entertaining as you, shall we say.
Oh, thank you. So that's really nice to say, but I think we came third for a reason, and I think that we had to, I don't know, I think if we'd have won it, we'd have been under a hell of a lot of scrutiny, so coming third was the best thing.
Okay, and what can we expect from you guys on stage tomorrow then? What are you going to do for us?
Oh, we're going to do loads of party tunes. It's going to be we're going to do some of the old stuff. We've got a new album out in January as well, so we're going to do something from the new album. And then we're just going to try and kind of hopefully fit in a Christmas song if we can and get some Christmas spirit out there. So it's going to be a party for everyone, and we'd like everyone in the area to come down and support us and put on your dancing shoes because we like to teach some dance moves to get everyone dancing with us.
Are you going to teach me some dance moves on the stage, Sarah?
Definitely. I'll get you on the stage and we'll have to limber up first though because I don't want to pull a muscle. Yeah. And then we'll and I'll teach you some cool dance moves.
I like it. Is Sean there for us, Sarah?
Yeah, Sean's here as well. I'll pass him on. Lovely to speak to you.
You too, Sarah. Look forward to meeting you tomorrow, Darwin.
Hello.
How are you, Sean? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, it's very busy here, so it's cool though. It's good to get out doing shopping.
Just been told there by Sarah that at the moment you're in Birmingham doing a bit of shopping and you've just bought 7 pairs of trousers, she told me off air. Is that right? 7 pairs of trousers?
That is true, yeah. I just walked into Top Man and they had the same pair of trousers in all different colours and I just thought, do you know what? You know, they'll be good for on stage. They'll be good for just wearing about the house, you know. Yeah. Let's go with it. So I've ended up buying way too much than I should have done.
Now then, Sean, I've just been told by Sarah that she's going to let you take part in my music quiz, the Jive at 5 past 5. Okay, is that right?
Yeah. Okie doke, let's go with it.
Now, this is my music quiz. You've got 10 points to play for. So far on the show on Wednesday, Carla and Ben, who are from Darwin, got 5 out of 10. So your score to beat is a 5, okay?
Okay.
And if you do get higher than a 5 and you win, I'm sure they're going to hunt you down tomorrow night at Darwin and come and find you, I reckon. They won't be impressed with if you beat them, I don't know. So what it is, it's 5 music questions, okay? That's all you've got to do is try and get as many right as possible. So Sean, from Same Difference, who's coming to Darwin tomorrow for our Christmas light switch on, for 2010. Sean, are you ready to play for us my Jive at 5 past 5?
I am very ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Question number one for you, Sean. This one is the song round. These are the opening lyrics to a well-known song. All you've got to do is tell me what is the song title, okay, for a point.
Okay.
At first, I was petrified without you by my side. Are the opening lyrics to what song?
That is I Will Survive.
Are you right? Here we are. Yes! Bit of a gap there, but yeah, one answer one. It's a good start. It's Gloria Gaynor and I Will Survive. Well done. Right, your next one. You're on 1 out of 1. Good start. Your next one is worth 2 points. On the way next is an intro to a song. I'll give you a point for the song title, a point for the artist before the vocals kick in. You've got 24 seconds on this. If you know where it is, Sean, shout it out to me as loud as possible.
Okay.
Here we go. It's on for you now. Any idea what this could be?
It's Advertising Space by Robbie Williams.
Oh, you tell you what. You're good at this. 3 out of 3. It's Robbie Advertising Space. Well done. We're second spare on that as well, so well done. Right, your next one. This is a tough one, this. Connections round. Going to play 3 songs in a row, Sean. They all connect.
Okay.
They all connect. But you've got to tell me how these 3 songs connect, all right? Here we go.
Okay.
More than forevermore, I'll be yours.
I have no idea what that final song is, but there's 3 songs for you. What connects all 3 together, Sean?
That is so weird. The final one just kind of threw my whole thought process.
I know,
about
never
it
heard
there.
Of it. Never heard of it.
Do you know what? I mean, the first two are from Glee. I'm imagining that maybe the third one. It's possibly from the new series of Glee, but I haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to say they're all songs that are recorded by the Glee cast.
That is a good answer, but...
No!
It's not right. No, this is very tedious.
No!
The answer was magazines. You had Heat, Heat Is On, you had Hello, Lionel Richie, and you had a song there at the end which was called Morse.
Tough one.
That was hard, that was like 10 out of 10 hard, that, I tell you. Right, still on 3 points. You're still on 3 points. You got 4 more points to play for, which will give you the highest score of the week should you win, okay? So good luck. Here we go. Number one round,
okay.
This one. Gina G, Who Are Just a Little Bit, was the number one in the English charts for 1 week only in what year? Gina G,
word.
Who Are Just a Little Bit, was the number one for 1 week. In the UK, but what year was it? 19 what?
Oh, God, can I confer with my sister over this?
You can, you can do. I'm liking this.
Right, sis, this is going to be a joint effort, right. G&G, Who Are Just a Little Bit, what year was that number one? 97. That's the first thing that comes to my mind as well.
That is a
do
confident
what? We're
answer,
go
that.
1997.
No, we took 1997 as your answer, and the answer was... 1996. No.
1990 what, sorry?
1996 was the answer.
No!
Yo!
So we had the first answer, we just lost.
And never mind, right then.
I don't believe it. I'm devastated about that one.
Okay. Your final round is the random rounds. Get this one right and you'll get a prize along with Carlin and Ben in Darwin. If you get it wrong, that means your score is 3 out of 10, which means Carla and Ben have beaten some pop stars, which will be quite embarrassing, wouldn't it? Same difference.
It would indeed. You know, okay. I should know a lot about pop music, to be fair.
Okay, here we go. Right then. You came third in The X Factor in 2007, but who came fourth in The X Factor in 2007?
It was Nikki Evans.
Are you sure?
I am 100% positive about that.
Are you sure that's her final name as well?
That is my final answer. I should know this one.
You should know it.
Yes.
It was Nikki Evans, which means Sean and your sister tonight on the Jive at 5 past 5 had to get a 5 to win, and you've got a 5. So you've got the equal score, which means you'll all get a prize, which means we're now going to send out 4 prizes to yourself and also Ben and also Carla and Darwin. So Sean and Sarah, thank you for taking part in the show.
Bye-bye.